Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We're grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Wednesday, the 18th day of March 2020. And the Lord is in this place. He's in us now. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in Him we live, move, and have our being. There's nothing better than knowing God and knowing that He is on our side. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're just grateful that the Lord is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes as we come here to prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries. This is a circle of friends, and we're glad for every person who is here right now, those who will come later, those who may want to be here and cannot make it. We're just glad for this opportunity to be united in our prayers and to continue to pray for things that are happening in our world. We know that God is the one who can do all things but fail. And so we look to Him as we go through this process, different things happening around the world, and many people are panicking, but we as a people of God, we keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. Without God, we will be nothing. Without Him, we would be like a ship without a sail. But with Him, all things are possible because we do believe in our God. And so we come to Him with fear and trembling to work out our own soul salvation. And as we come together, we know that God is doing miraculous things. There are things that we don't even know about, but God is working some things out for our good, you know, because we love Him, because we are part of His kingdom, and we're grateful for that today. So this morning we're going to pray, and we're going to see what God has for us this day. So let us pray. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank You that You are God. And You're God alone. There is nothing better than You, God. You're everywhere. You see all things, and all power is in Your hands. We know, Father, today that as we look to You, Lord, we know that You answer our prayers. And even before we call, Lord, You can answer, Lord, and You do great and mighty things that we know not of, oh God. So we thank You for that this morning. My God, we thank You today that we have come to You, Lord, with just a spirit of truth and a spirit of trust, and knowing that we have to trust You, Lord, and without faith it's impossible to please You, Lord. So we please You by having faith, God, and we know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so we continue to study Your word, oh God. We listen to Your word, Father. We listen to the leaders of our churches, and many times we just listen to the Bible that is on the internet or Bible on tape, Lord, and we just listen so that we can grow. My God, we see many things, oh God, in Your word, Father, that helps us to know and understand who You are and who we are and how we should live our lives. So we thank You for Your word today, oh God, and we're grateful for Jesus Christ, Your only begotten Son, who gave His life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. We're grateful for Jesus Christ, who bore all the stripes so that we could be healed, and we're thanking You for healing this morning, oh God, because healing is the children's bread, oh God. So we thank You for the healing today, oh Father. We're grateful, Lord, today for the Holy Spirit. We say, Holy Ghost, have Your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon each and every one of us. Lead us, guide us, even as we go through this hour of power, of prayer, here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We thank You, Father, today that we have come today, oh God, to just seek You the more, Father. We seek You while You may be found and call upon You while You're yet near. Oh, my God, we ask You to forgive us of any wrong that we have done, anything we have thought that was not pleasing to You, Lord. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in Your sight, oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And we thank You, Lord, today that we are forgiven of all of our sins, our trespasses, anything, oh God, that is not of You, Lord. We know that as we come, Lord, and we repent, Father, that You do forgive us. So, Lord, we don't want to continue in sin just because grace abounds. So we're grateful, Lord, today that we will stand Firm on your word, O God, and live a righteous life, O God, so that others will see the Jesus in us, O God, and be compelled to come to Jesus Christ, O God, as we show the love of God wherever we go, Father. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we offer up thanksgiving that you have called us to be your fellow workmen, O God. We're joint promoters and laborers together with and for you, O God. And we commit ourselves to pray and not to turn cowards. We will not become faint. We will not lose heart or give up, because we know that you are with us, Lord, even into the ends of the earth, O God. And fearlessly and confidently and boldly we draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and we will find grace to help in the time of need. And we know, Father, today that that help is here, coming just when we need it, O God. This is the confidence that we have in you, Lord, that when we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, O God, we know that we have the petition that we desired of you, Lord. And, Lord, there are times we don't know what prayer to offer as we should, O God. But we thank you that the Holy Ghost goes to our aid, O God, and bears us up in our weakness, O God. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit makes our supplication and pleads on our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings that are too deep for utterance, O God. We thank you so much, O God, because he who searches the heart of men knows what is in the mind of the Father, O God, in the mind of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Ghost intercedes and pleads in behalf of the saints according to and in harmony with God's will. So we thank you, Lord, today that your will is being done today, O God. Your kingdom is coming, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Father. We glorify your name, Father. My God, we thank you that all things are working together for our good, because we love you, Lord, and we are the call according to your purpose, O God. And we're not careful, we're not anxious about anything, O God. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, Lord, we continue to make our requests known to you, God. And whatever we ask for in prayer, we believe, Lord, that it is granted to us, O God, and we shall receive it, O God, in the name of Jesus. According to your word, Father, we believe, Lord, your word that tells us that the earnest, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man availeth much, O God. So that's why we continue to pray, Lord. Father, we live in you. We abide vitally united to you, God, and your words remain in us, Lord. We continue to live by your word, God, and your word lives in our hearts, Father. Therefore, Lord, whatever we ask, it shall be done, O God. We thank you, Lord, today that we bear much fruit through prayer, Father. And we know, Father, that you're honored and you are glorified, O God. So we glorify you this morning with our prayers, Father, with our thanksgiving, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray and thank you, Lord, that you're healing across the land, O God, around the world, Lord. We lift up those, O God, who are sick, O God, with this coronavirus, those who are sick with colds and flus, O God. There's all kinds of sicknesses and diseases, O God, that people are dealing with, O God. People who need operations, Father, that are in the hospital, Lord. We pray for each and every person, God, who may have even already had an operation and is healing, who is recuperating. We decree and declare complete healing, O God, in the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, Hallelujah, shade to the Maku, Nenega la Shana. My God, there's somebody who has a terrible fever, God, and the fever needs to be destroyed, oh God. So we pray, God, today that you cool the body, oh God, and bring the temperature down, Father, so that they can be healed, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. My God, somebody is suffering from migraine headaches, oh God, and I decree this morning, oh God, whatever's causing those headaches shall be removed out of their bodies today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you. I pray, God, today for those who have arthritic conditions, oh God, that you heal those bodies, oh God. You take the pain away, oh God. You remove the swelling in the joints, God. In the name of Jesus, medical la shata makule, la 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 shata makala koshetra makula, makala shita mikita. My God, I decree that the healing spirit is taking over right now. The healing spirit is moving in this land that we live in, O God, and across the world, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. There's somebody on the brink of death right now, and I decree this morning that you bring them back alive, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, O God. Those who have lost loved ones, O God, as a result result of the different kinds of diseases, oh God, this COVID-19, oh God, and even with the flu, God, people are dying, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who have lost those loved ones, that you give them peace, Lord, that you give them comfort, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, I pray and thank you for the little babies, oh God, who were born prematurely, oh God. Some of them were not fully developed, Lord. And I know, God, today that you can heal those bodies, that you can fix those bodies, oh God. If there's a trachea that was missing, oh God, if the heart was not fully developed, oh God, I pray for that heart right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord Jesus. My God, my God. We just pray, God, today somebody has a heart condition, oh God, that needs to be healed, oh God. Somebody had a heart attack, oh God. Different kinds of heart diseases, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the spleen needs to be fixed in somebody's body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare healing in that body, oh God. The kidneys, oh God, are not functioning in somebody else's body, oh God. And we believe, Lord, that you can cause those kidneys to work properly, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for supernatural healing this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, today that you heal the minds, oh God. There are those who are schizophrenic, oh God, bipolar conditions, oh God, Alzheimer's conditions, oh God, Parkinson's disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even those who are suicidal, I bind up that demon of suicide in the name of Jesus. And I loose the life in Jesus Christ right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I come against every lunatic spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. I pray that you heal the mind today, oh God. Those who are dealing with drugs and alcohol, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who are addicted to these drugs, oh God, I pray, Father, today, even drugs that are prescribed, oh God, many people are addicted to those, Lord. I pray for healing, oh God, that they shall be free, God, whom the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. So we thank you for freedom this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because you are the healer. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God. So we thank you for healing this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And, Lord, there are some other sicknesses and diseases that may not have come to mind, oh God, but I believe, oh God, that you know all about everybody, God, and that you can heal each and every person this day, God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, we just praise you this morning. We magnify your name, oh God, because you're healing, oh God, and you're drawing people to yourself, God. Many people need salvation today, oh God, and I decree and declare that people will come out of their dark place, oh God, and to your light, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father, today that you take away the stony heart, God, and give a heart of flesh this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, there are multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God. I pray, Father, today that this morning that they will decide that they will serve you, God. They will decide that they want to come out of their sinful state even today, God. Our sisters and brothers, our nieces and nephews, our aunts and uncles, our children, children's children, oh God, our moms and dads, oh God, grandmothers, grandfathers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There are people all around the land, oh God, who need to be healed, oh God. It's from demonic sins for things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards today, God, that they come out of their dark place, oh God, that they will stop putting spells on people, oh God, that they will come into the light of Jesus Christ, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who are serving Buddha, Lord, those who are serving gods that cannot see, cannot do anything, we pray for them, oh God, that they will come to the light of Jesus Christ, oh God. Those who are even serving Satan himself, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, I pray, Father, today that they will come and be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God, that their lives will change, God, that they will prepare for their heavenly home, God, in the name of Jesus. Preparing for eternity is so important, oh God. Oh, my God, my God. We know, Father, today that the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. But you, the Lord of the harvest, is bringing harvests, O God, to do the work, O God, to go out into the highways, into the byways, and compel others to come to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, I pray for the evangelists, your disciples, O God, those who are going about, O God, doing the work of the Father in the workplace, O God, in the grocery store, God. There are people who need you, Father. There are people who are at the gas station who need you, Father. Lord, help us to open up our mouths when we have the opportunity to seize the moment, to redeem the time, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because we're getting closer to that day when you call us away, O God, and we want you to say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant, and we want others to be in the position, O God, to be able to go into the heavenlies, O God, when they leave this earthly realm, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I thank you, Father, today for the spirit of salvation being loosed across this land, around the world, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray for those who are out there, O God, doing the work, Lord, that you continue to bring the resources that they need, O God. Those who may be going to foreign lands, O God, those who may be coming from other lands to this land, O God. I pray, Father, today that you bring about change, O God, as people are coming, oh God, families are coming to you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I praise you, God, for those who recently received Jesus as Savior, Lord, that they will stay strong in you, God, that they will not fall backwards, oh God, because that's what the devil would want them to do, Father. But we believe, oh God, that they will get strong in you, God, that they will put their feet on Christ, the solid rock. They will stand, oh God, because all other ground is sinking sand, Lord. So we thank you for deliverance this morning, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who are thinking, oh God, that they want to just go out and do crazy things, oh God. Those who are out there in these gangs, oh God, we pray for the gang members, oh God, that they come to Jesus Christ, oh God, that they get their lives right with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. My God, those who are just not in their right minds right now, God, that you bring them to a place of knowing who they are, God, where they are, oh God, and what they should do, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you. We magnify your name this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. This morning, I want each and every person, we're just going to come in and begin to pray for salvation. There are people in your family. You can call out their names, and we're just going to be praying for people to come to Jesus Christ this morning, because this is a desperate time of life for a lot of people. So let us just pray this morning that God will bring people into the kingdom this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. So let's lift our voices to the King this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, Lord, we continue to pray, God, for salvation this morning, oh God. There are people in our families, oh God. Quaderis, oh God. Cornisha, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, today for the spirit of salvation, oh God. It's being moved across this land, God. In the name of Jesus, draw them, God, that they will come running after you, God. Even as a deer panted after the water brook, Lord, let their souls be hungry and thirsty for you, God, in a dry and thirsty land, oh God, where no water is, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Mokola Sheda, my God, lift your family members up. Let's begin to pray together this morning. Halako Sheta Mokola, Mirada Sheta Mokula, Dada Sheta. Yes, Lord. My God, I pray for Valita. I pray for Amber this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, draw them, God. In the name of Jesus, Imani, God, help her to know you, Father, before it's forever lasting, too late, oh God. Benita and Albert, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing in their minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We magnify your name, God, because you're joined, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Althea and Andrew, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Yolanda and Francis, oh God. Yvette, Timothy, oh God. Wellington, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give them a mind to be saved, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and let people be real with you, God. I pray for the backslider this morning, oh God. That they will return to the fold, oh God. Every prodigal son, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Joe's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Cheryl's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those who are straddling the fence today, God, I pray for them, oh God, that they will get right with you, God. Those who are lukewarm, God, they will be hot or cold, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We magnify your name, God, because you're doing the work this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. Yes, God, yes, God. We bless your name, God. We glorify you today, oh God, because you are bringing people to the kingdom of
yes,
God.
Lord.
They're heeding the call today, oh God. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, my God, my God. We pray for Evangelist Genesis' family, God. We pray for Pastor
yes,
Scholastica's family this morning, God. I pray for Linda's family today, God. I pray for Grace's family, oh God, that they will come, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for Mary's family this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for Barbara's family this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Marie's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. I pray, God, today for Brenda's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Pray, God, today that you draw Linda's family today, Father, Anthony's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Jeannie's family, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Yvonne's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Alicia's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Darlene's family, each and every one, God, in the name of Jesus, Keith's family today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Greg's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we pray and thank you, Lord, today that they're coming, oh God, that they're receiving Jesus as Savior, oh God, Benita's family, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Roderick, we pray for him today, oh God. Sister Sonia, Rosina's family, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Tony, God, that he would come out of his dark place, oh God, of drug addiction. In the name of Jesus, make la sharko la shita makula. Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, today for deliverance this morning. We thank you, Lord, today for bringing the people, oh God, out of the darkness into the marvelous light today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for Angela's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for Brittany's family today, in the name of Jesus, my God, Jamila's family, Father, in the name of Jesus, Rochelle's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, any child, oh God, who understands the plan of salvation, we believe, God, that they're you, God, right now. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, we praise you, God. We rejoice right now in the name of Jesus for deliverance, oh God. We rejoice today, oh God. And again, I say rejoicing today, Father, for the souls who are coming across the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. My Lord, Rosina's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Moroko la Sheta Makola da Sharaka la Sheta Makita, Bernard's family, oh God. Harvey's family today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every family in our neighborhoods, oh God, up and down the street, God, and around the corner, oh God. Have my radius, oh God. Reach on out beyond that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Nashi's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Francis' family, God. In the name of Jesus, Yvette, oh God. Oh, my God, LaBear and London, Lord. We thank you that they're coming to Jesus Christ and getting real with you, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every stumbling block is removed right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Father, because you're doing the work this morning. People are coming, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Those who didn't think about you, oh God, until something tragic happened to them, Lord. We thank you, Father, today. I mean, even before that happens, Father, because we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come back or his church without a spot or a wrinkle, Lord. And we want people to be ready, oh God. We don't want to be like the five food scribes who are out trying to get the food, oh God. They must be ready, oh God, when Jesus comes, Lord. So we thank you for Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. Sister Dorothy's family, we pray for them this morning, oh God. In the Sheta Makola, Sheta Makanakola, Ida Sheta, Lynn's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Brenda's family, oh God, Brother Todd's family, oh God, Brother Daryl's family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Father,
yes,
today, for Pastor Pam's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We thank you.
Yes, Lord, thank you for joining us, God. Thank you that they will come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and ask, what must I do to be saved? And we'll ask for forgiveness, oh God, and that you will give it to them. We thank you for it this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus,
family.
In the name of Jesus, we praise you,
yes,
Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this salvation today, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, medical Makita, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 your name, God.
We need you, Lord. The young people think they know so much, Heavenly Father, but they know everything with you, Lord. Have mercy.
In the name of
mercy.
Thank you. We praise you, God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, yes. Only you can, and only you will save them. Lord, they take it for granted, Lord. They need to know you. My whole entire family needs to know you first and foremost. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the peace of heaven. Each and every one of ourselves and our family and friends, Lord.
Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Cast thy cares upon me because you care, Lord. Hear our call and cry today, Lord, to save our people. Because only you can and only you will fix it, Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you. Thank you for a miracle in our family lives that you're turning them around for their good. Especially my family, Lord. They're so lost. There's so many of them out there lost. I ask that you save them, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. Save them, Lord. Turn them around for their good. Turn them around. Turn around from spirits, Lord, that's trying to control them, telling them that it's okay to be like that, Lord. Turn them around. Turn them around for their good, Lord. Only you can and only you will. Turn them around. Turn them around, Lord. Turn them around. Turn them around. Because once you turn them around, they are turned around. In the name of Jesus. I cry out for my children today, Lord. Every day, Lord, I'm crying out for my children because sometimes they go to the left, sometimes they go to the right. But I keep reminding them that you're God and besides you, there's no other.
Hallelujah.
I keep reminding them that they will reap what they sow. If they reap good seeds come, Lord. I bring them to you right now, Reggie and his family.
Yes.
Turn Ashley around. Touch Chancy, turn her around. Turn Tariq around.
Yes, Lord.
Turn
yes,
around. Touch her husband, Mike.
Yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Touch Marika, Lord, as she has to go to school and deal with what's going on with those kids and them laptops today, Lord. Give her the wisdom and knowledge and understand how to do what she needs to do in order to make it safe for the kids today, Lord. I ask that touch my mother right now, Lord.
Yes, God.
She's home from the hospital, but she needs you, Lord, to strengthen her where she's weak and build her up where she's torn down. Because only you can and only you will, Lord, and I thank you for that. Touch my brother right now in the name of Jesus. Touch my sister, T, and touch her children, and especially her son, Mario, with that filthy mind that he had, Lord. Turn that boy around for his good before it's too late, Heavenly Father. With all that stinking thinking that he has in his mind, and every chance I get, I tell her, I say, you need to say something to that boy. The boy has a filthy way of living, and only you can and only you will, Lord. You could turn him around.
Oh,
yeah, too many children to be thinking and carrying on like that. Touch him, touch man, touch the newborn baby that entered into our family a couple of days ago, Lord. We thank you. Only you can and only you will. Touch Shanita and all them kids. Let my sister T know that them kids of hers are riot, and she needs to pray a little harder for them.
Yes,
and don't
God,
be laughing at the things that they do and say. It's not funny. In the name of Jesus, have mercy.
Yes.
I pray thee. Everybody
yes.
has problems with their children. Lord, I ask that you make a way out of no way for them. Touch their lives,
yes,
especially mine, Lord. I'm not
yes.
going to leave my kids back up there, not first. Touch them one by one. Only you can and only
yes.
you will, Lord. Only you, Father.
Yes,
touch Kirsten. He's giving to me because some problems, but only you can and only you will, Lord. Touch him. Lord,
yes.
let to me create a keep her own child, Lord. She's trying to give that boy to Reggie, but that won't work, Lord. Let her be able to deal with her own child. Only you can and only you will. She needs to change
yes.
from her evil, wicked ways. Then she'll be able to know that you reap what you sow. Many days
oh,
I had to talk to
oh.
her and she wouldn't listen to me. So, Lord, now she got a child that's disobedient and not listening to her. And now she's trying to get rid of him. It won't work, Lord. Let her stay right there and deal with it. As I dealt with her as she was a child. Only you can and only you will, Lord. Everything going down in this world except your word. You say heaven and earth will pass, but your word will stand. And right now, today, Lord, we're standing on your word for deliverance, for healing, for miracles, for signs, for wonders, Lord. Because only you can and only you will fix this situation, Lord. When I went in the doctor's office yesterday, the doctor told me I was brave to come in there because everybody didn't want to do their appointments. But you did not give me the spirit of fear, but love, peace, and a sound mind. And I'm glad I did go in, Lord, because everything is okay, Heavenly Father. Little aches and pains, but everything is still all right. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that I was able to walk out of there. And the office was not even crowded, but sometimes I go in that doctor's office to be so crowded because people are in fear today, Lord. So touch the fear.
Yes.
Touch the people that have so much fear inside because only you can
yes.
and only you will, Heavenly Father. This virus is nothing to play with. People taking everything for granted. But you are God that sit high, you look low, and you know it all, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Have mercy,
oh, yes.
I pray you. Lord, you told me to stay 8 feet away from people and keep them out of my house. I don't know about keeping them out because it may be somebody may need something to eat. It may be somebody that need a prayer. So only you can, Lord, and only you will fix it, Lord.
Yes,
this
yes,
home
yes.
is a home of refuge where people do
yes,
come
yes.
crying
yes.
out. So, Lord,
yes,
fix that situation for me and whoever
yes,
knock
yes.
on this door, Heavenly Father. Only you can and only you will. The evil spirits, I ask that you keep out. But people that's crying out for
yes,
your
yes.
help, Heavenly Father, they can enter in. Only you can and only you will. I thank you this morning, Heavenly Father. I thank you for life this morning. I thank you for looking beyond my faults and finding my needs this morning. I thank you because you are God and besides you, there's no other. I thank you right now for all you're doing and all you have done for me, Lord, and my family and everyone that's on this prayer line, Lord. I cast my cares upon you for them today. Whatever their needs are, whatever their desires are, Lord, I pray that you fix it, Jesus, like you said you would. Help us, Lord. We need help today. We need so much help. Even when you hear the doctors say they are afraid, Lord, we need the help. But one thing she did say, Lord, was pray. She said pray, and it's all right for your doctor to know that we must pray in order to succeed, in order to live. Only you can and only you will. So she's a God-fearing woman when she said pray. I give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. But Pastor Dr. Ellis today, Lord, I give you the honor, the praise, and the glory that you shield and protect her as she watch over her patients, Lord, because she did say she was afraid in the name of Jesus. And I bring the nurse before you right now in the name of Jesus, the one that says she's tired, she's ready to give it up. She can't take this no longer, Heavenly Father. She's a widow woman. She lost her husband, and she has four little kids to take care. Touch her right now. Forgot her name, Lord, but you know her. You made her and you created her, Lord. But right now, I see the fear all in her. She wanted her son to have a birthday party, but by her being in the nursing field, her family's told her they're not coming to her house. Strengthen her where she's weak. Build her up, Lord. So much hurt, so much pain she had for her to share her life with me, Lord. I thank you that I was available to hear and give her the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding that she needed, Lord. Only you can and only you will. We can witness in the doctor's office. We can witness on the street corners. We can witness in the grocery store. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you, but I pray for strength right now for everyone that's in the doctor's office right now in the name of Jesus. The fear is roaming. People are in so much fear. Lord, only you can and only you will, Lord. You control this virus for us, Heavenly Father. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. I'm crying out for you because I ask that you touch each and every one of my children today. Touch them, Lord. I got some. I got two think they so smart in the mouth, Heavenly Father. They think they know everything, but their life is in an uproar and a shamble. And only you can and only you will. And that's Tamika and Chancy, Lord. Deal with them how you see fit, Lord. Only you can and only you will, Lord. I bring them before you, Lord. I cast my cares before you, Heavenly Father, because you're the only one that can hear my crying call. I can go to man, but they cannot deliver. They cannot set free. They cannot open doors. They cannot shut doors that need to be closed. But I look to you, the author and finisher of my faith, because if it had not been for you on my side, Lord, I don't know where I would be today, but it's your goodness, your grace, and your mercy that keep on keeping me, Lord. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I ask that you continue to put your blood on my doorpost that will be able to keep my enemies away, because only you can and only you will. Fix it, Jesus, like you said you would. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory, because I know you have this in control, Lord. It's you that I need, and with your help, I deny myself and put my hands in yours, Lord. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory, Lord. Because I'm nothing without you, Lord. I know how to call on you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I know how to call on you, the great I am that I am. I know how to call on you when I'm sick, when I'm down, when I'm out, when I can't see my way, when my finances is not working for me, Lord. I pray right now for everyone's finance, because what's going on in this world today, people will be out of finance. Oh, only you can and only you will, Lord. Bless the finance, Heavenly Father. Only you can and only you will. When people won't be able to pay their bills, Lord, I ask that you open up the windows in heaven and throw them out blessings that they won't have room enough to receive. You hear so many things out there that the government is giving every adult $1,000 and giving all the children $500. I don't know how it's true it is, but if it's out there, Lord, you can make it possible. But everybody, so I cast my cares on you for that situation, Heavenly Father, that they will be able to bless your people today. Only you can and only you will. Fix it, Jesus, like you said you would. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory this morning, Lord. I just want to thank you for what you're doing for me, what you're doing for the Gilbert home, what you're doing for everyone on that prayer line home. Because I ask that you make their home of peace, make it of love, make it a content, make them content in what state they're in, Lord, but make them the home that you would have them to be, Lord. Make that home the home of peace, love, and contentment. I'm talking about peace, P-E-A-C-E, peace. The peace of God with passage all understanding that will keep our hearts and minds stayed on you, Lord. Oh, we need that peace in the midst of a storm. Only you can and only you will. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Janice, for that wonderful prayer. And everybody else who was praying about your family, we appreciate that too. Because we need to pray for our families, because many of them just desperately need Jesus. And not only our families, but families around the world need Jesus Christ. And so we thank God for that this morning. I'm going to see if Apostle Horsley has anything you want to share this morning. if your phone is unmuted. We'll see what you have to share. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Good morning, Pastor Darling. Forgive me for the lateness of the hour. I thank God in the name of Jesus. Glad to be a part of the service this morning in the name of Jesus. I thank God for it, for this time. Thank God for life. I was had just gotten tired. I was looking at yesterday to just offset me and the things that were going on. The way that people there, I'm not used to going to places and everybody have gloves on and, you know, sanitized, and then the things that are shut down. Hallelujah to God. But we serve a God that's able. I believe it being, I was thinking about this, the scripture of the week there, how God had gave a ransom for us, hallelujah, how God had purchased us with his blood. That makes all the difference in the world, hallelujah to God. Because God has purchased us with his blood, what I see is that people are fearful and they're afraid. And on the other hand, they said that it only affects, it's affecting the older people now. But what I believe God is doing is he is wanting the people, which are called by his name, that are saved, to go out and encourage other people to fear not. It's a good time to be saved. It's a good time to be saved. It's a good time to ask them if they're saved, because the government don't know. They figure money answers all things. But what it is, if this, the way that I've seen this virus react and how it just kills so many hundreds of people within a couple of days, and it's widespread, it just may be time for you to make that decision to come to Christ, or to truly stand up in the name of Jesus and boldly proclaim Christ and boldly speak of the things. The Hebrew boys, when they went to the fire, to the fiery furnace, and it stayed on my mind that if God don't deliver us, he's able to deliver us. This virus that is upon us, they talk about closing the school all the way to July and everything, and everything has to be reset. But if you can't quarantine it, how are you going to contain it? Hallelujah to God. If it's so widespread, it's time to get prepared. If it's possible to see the Lord, which it is possible because we're here on prayer, deliverance. The blood is running warm in your veins. And I've been talking about people. I said, you know, it's where is your faith in God? Hallelujah to God. Because the Bible do declare that we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. But the Lord is coming, hallelujah to God. It's like in the days of Solomon and Gomorrah, you know, they're drinking and the marriage and giving in marriage until the rain began to fall down. Hallelujah to God. It's time to stand up. There are people, and these are times that the Bible, beginning of sorrows, where the Bible said people's hearts.
Okay, maybe his line dropped. Okay, yeah. All right, so we're going to continue. And so what we'll do right now is if you have, well, maybe he came back. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Uh-huh. And I'm sorry that I hit the phone there. But I just want to encourage you to stay on task. We're praying. And that's all we can do now, pray and fast before God, hallelujah to God, because everything is going up, hallelujah to God. I know this, you know, I walk around and I try to see what's going on so that I know how to pray. There's a lot going on, and everything is just turned upside down, and everything's shutting down. I just want to encourage you because the hour is late, and we want to continue to pray, Pastor Darlene, for this situation that God would move by his spirit. And hallelujah, and that God will forgive this. Evidently, there's something that came up in this lifestyle. It's the way that things are going on. It's the way that people think that they're in charge and they could do whatever they want. If and though there's not a God in heaven, hallelujah, God, but we are called to serve God. We are called to worship God. And a lot of things, when you look into the history, hallelujah, God, it's a matter of a lot of things that are going on that is a pagan religion, that's pagan religion, and they try to do it in a lot of things that God is just not pleased with. And that's what it is, and he's calling for us to pray. He's calling for us to stand fast. A lot of people don't know whether they're going to make it through the other side or how long it'll be before it totally infects the United States as it did in other places and the death rate go up. But we are called out to be intercessors, you know. And what happened is we want to hear the Lord say, well done, because money cannot fix the situation when you're worried about your life. Hallelujah to God. But prayer would give you the peace of mind that would surpass all understanding. We take it to the Lord and pray, hallelujah to God. It's kind of hard to praise the Lord when you see on the news, everything is about the virus. It's like a sort of a worship going on of the creature more than the creator. Hallelujah to God. But our job is to worship the Lord. Our God is Ika Yasa. Our job is to praise the Lord. And when you praise the Lord and when you begin to worship the Lord, it should be continuously because that will give you the strength. That will give you the understanding. And as if you mix that worship with fasting, hallelujah to God, God is going to bring us out, hallelujah to God. Because if it takes over the whole earth, which I don't believe it's going to do, but I believe that if the prayer come around, I hear them talking, hallelujah, about what they're going to do and what they're trying to do and what they're trying to make. But I believe that if you get enough of the saints of God, if you get the church, the body of Christ, to really go to the Father, he told us whatsoever thing, hallelujah, that we desire when we pray, believe that we receive it when we pray. When that prayer, when the praises get up to heaven, when heaven get full of the praises of God and the worship of God, and when God begin to see the witnessing going on as he wants it to go on, that their soul is not left, that everybody is receiving that word of God. And when you see the faith of the people, hallelujah, God, I believe that God will have compassion and he would move this disease or this plague out of the way, hallelujah to God. Because this is where the heart is. It's tied up in our families and our loved ones and friends, hallelujah to God. They say it's in the market and stuff. Everything is just shifting and out all. You can really see it. But I believe the prayer is going to be the key. I thank God for it. You must forgive me. Just a lot's going on right now. Nothing bad, just a lot of things I have my hand into. Hallelujah to God. Worship and pray and talking to people. Hallelujah to God. And people are not starting now. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this to you. They start because there's someone, all this stuff there. They stop me and say, you know what happened to your neighbor next door? He got hit by a truck, he said. And they put all this stuff on the sidewalk. He's in the coma. They don't know what the case might be. Hallelujah to God. But people are beginning to stop now and have you stop and praying on the street. Hallelujah to God. They're calling. They're calling up the saints of God. They're calling those that are getting a prayer through. God said, whatever you have to worship them with, whatever word you have to give them in season, that God in that hour, God will give you the saints. So we're just called to work. That's all this is a work for us. And if it's a 9 to 5, it's continuously work and pray, hallelujah to God, until we receive the results of the enemy, hallelujah, abolished out of our life, till we see this virus snuffed out, hallelujah to God, until God is lifted up, hallelujah, God, in such a way that everyone would know that God has done this, hallelujah, God. They're trying, but they had a day of prayer. They called a national day of prayer on Sunday, but it needs to get more so. The same way that they are praying about the virus and everything is being shut down, hallelujah, God, it's like the God himself is putting out the word that this nation needs to fast, these continents need to fast, hallelujah, God, until they realize who God is. That's why I take all the day past. I didn't want to take up all the time, hallelujah to God. But that's what I was looking at, trying to think about what would be the most effective thing to say, hallelujah to God, what to say at this time to encourage people's heart. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Jesus said, if ye believe in God, he said, also believe in me. Because in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Every time that an angel appear on the scene, he tell everybody to fear not. We need the Ikayasa. We need the angels of God to come and to snuff this thing out. This is a God situation, hallelujah to God. When I was a child, you would always wait and we were Superman. And every time that things got to to real bad and said, this is a job for Superman. Well, this is a job for God. This is a job for God to move by his spirit and by his power. He's more than able. He's more than able. So we thank God for what he's doing. We thank God that we're here, that we're not infected. We're doing well. Our children are doing well, and we're under the blood. You have to know beyond a shadow of doubt what that face looks like, a grain of mustard seed. You have to know that that blood of Jesus is covering you and your family. He said 1,000 in the Psalms. He said 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but these plagues shall not come nigh thy dwelling. You have to worship God. You have to serve God. You have to hold fast to his, to that word in his unchanging hand. So we thank God and we praise him in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's in your hand, Pastor Darling. We thank you.
Well, amen, amen, amen. Thank you for just encouraging us to just keep it going and trusting in the Lord. Looking forward to more people coming into the kingdom. We're believing that the souls will be saved. There are people who will come as a result of what's happening. There are those who will just be stubborn and not come, but we continue to pray. And we will pray, you know, during the course of the day that God will bless, heal, deliver, and set free. In Jesus' name. So we thank the Lord today for you, Apostle Horsley, for sharing
God for y'all.
Wonderful word. Yes, sir. We appreciate that. And as we continue, we have to not be fearful and unbelieving. Not be fearful and unbelieving because God is truly on our side. And he's the one who would take care of all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we're thanking God this morning because we have the ability to come together. We're not in the same place. We're not in the same state, cities, or whatever. Some of us live in the same city, but most of us are scattered around the country. And we know that God is still in the midst of our prayers. He's still, you know, answering these prayers. When we come together, there is a spirit of unity. There's a spirit of being on one accord. And as we are on one accord in the spirit, we know that God is moving things because one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. And there's more than two people here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. So we do appreciate you being here and just having that desire to pray and to agree with God. We are agreeing with God and what he has said. And so that's why we continue to come here to do the work of the Father, you know. God has given us this platform, and we continue on. Sometimes it seems like it's maybe a dark night, a dark hour, but God is still there. He's the light that we can see at the end of the tunnel. So just keep moving towards the Lord. Keeping your eyes on him. Do your dancing in the morning. Do your praising him in the morning. Do your prayer in the morning. And even during the day, you can give God some praise, give him honor and glory. So as we're leaving today, I decree that each and every one of us are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I believe right now that we are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed as we come and as we go. And I decree right now that when the enemy comes in one way, he must flee seven ways as we are obedient to the voice of the Father. And as we obey and serve the Lord, we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures, as Job, the book of Job, tells us. So I decree and declare that we go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love each and every one of you. We will come back tomorrow. Bring somebody. Tell somebody that they can come and join us too. Give them the phone number. Let them know they can dial into the station or they can listen online. So however you want to let them know, that would be great. We appreciate you. I love you. God bless. Have a great day. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.